NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You heard it. It's Up on Game. Got my man TJ Houshmandzadeh. Got my man Stretch Armstrong himself, Plaxico Burress. That might be my new nickname for you, Plaxico. What you think about that, man? You still got muscles, or are they falling down on the bottom of your arms, man? What you got? Look at
him. You ain't answer the question. Hey, he said, do you got muscles or not?
I'm ready to flex when I need to flex. That's all that matters.
I did see him a couple months ago. He looked like he coming off that edge. And I ain't talking about as a receiver. I'm talking about as a defensive end.
How much you weigh, bro? How much you weigh?
I'm a rough 247.
A rough.
You going exact. You ain't going to say 250.
It's a rough.
You going to say 247.
No, man, I am not rounding that off to the nearest tenth.
What'd you play at, Plex?
229.
Jesus.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yes, it is.
That ain't bad.
He looked like a DN, cuz. Yes, that is bad. Welcome to Up On Game.
Hey, that's why a couple weeks ago he said, I can go play DN better than play tight end better than T-Bone.
Hey, that's why he said he's going to go try out for the Lakers, because he's going to play down low on the blocks.
Absolutely. Post pivot and distribute, baby.
Hey, man, looking like a post player. And speaking of post players, we're going to talk NBA playoffs. As you know, got to send shots out to our affiliates out there. Thank you for supporting us. Shots out to our guys in the back. What up, what up, what up? Yeah, we got Don back there. We got Ryan. We got my man Big Diesel. He's up in there today. We got David Gascon doing our updates and trending. So let's jump right into this, guys. I mean, obviously, LeVar is catching up. I have made bold predictions in the past that have fallen on their faces.
Plex made a bold prediction.
I knew it was coming.
And ran with the number one team in the West. That's a bold prediction.
And you know what front runners do that are fans of the LA Lakers? They come up with jive-ass run back excuses like what TJ just put out there on our show to begin with.
Hey, when you go out on a limb, that's saying Memphis is going to upset Utah. Going out on a limb is not going with the number one seed.
Hey, Plex. When I said the team, everybody laughed at me, from Broussard to TJ Houshmandzadeh. I don't know that you were in on that. I ain't gonna say you was in on that, Plex.
Is Utah gonna win it? Is that what you're saying?
They're
doing well.
First off, they're not winning. Here's what I'm gonna say. On my bracket, I chose the Clippers and the 76ers to play in the championship round. But
how can you come in here and talk about the Jazz and you didn't even pick them?
But I said, and I have said it over and over again, that the Utah Jazz will be the team that comes out of the West. I've said it. I said it on FS1. I've said it 100 times. I actually, if I'm being 100% honest, I've allowed people to plant seeds of doubt in my heart. And when I was choosing the teams for my brackets, the bracket I put together was based off of a moment of weakness, not a moment of truth.
How you going to tell us something and then do something else? That's like your kids. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Hey, if we go back to the show a couple of weeks when we had Chris Bouchard on the show, I know y'all can remember me saying, I say, Chris, do you think that the Utah Jazz can come out of the West if they don't make three-pointers?
You did. I remember that.
And he said, no. Exactly.
Everybody's punchline to joking about the NBA playoffs have been the Utah Jazz. So this L.A. fake, I mean, Laker, this L.A. Wow. Laker fan over here sitting there saying that picking the number one seed, like, yeah, did you pick the L.A. Lakers to leave out in the first round? Did we say they were going to get ejected from the playoffs in the first round?
Wow. I believe that the Utah
Look,
Jazz.
Look, I came in hot today. Wow. I'm hot style.
Hold on. Listen, I believe that the Utah Jazz were a good basketball team, but I didn't expect for them to be playing at the rate that they're playing at right now. Deep down, I was saying to myself, you know, they really don't have the complete team to make it out of the West. But as
people calling
right
Rudy
now,
Gobert soft. Yeah. Is Donovan Mitchell going to be healthy enough? Is he going to play big enough?
That's a fair question.
Do they have enough weapons everywhere else to be able to do what they need to do?
No, it's not.
Mike Conley isn't even playing.
And Mike Conley ain't even playing.
I did not think they could beat the Clippers. I really didn't.
They are owning them.
Hey, Donovan, I did not either.
Donovan Mitchell.
They are
bruh,
owning them.
Donovan Mitchell.
He's a superstar. Say it.
1,000.
Say it.
That's easy.
Say it.
Donovan Mitchell is one of the best players in the league. And when you say who's the best player in the league, his name never gets brought up. You go 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys.
He plays in Utah.
Everybody jokes. I said even when we were talking about the selections for the All-Star weekend, the All-Star teams, and they took Donovan and Gobert last, everybody be trying to clown on the Utah Jazz. But you know what? They playing that trumpet, they playing that trombone, that tuba, and that saxophone on your asses today.
Hey, I'm with you.
They
though.
On that ass today, y'all. Hey, y'all better go ahead and throw that hate away.
Hey, you were with Utah.
Get
verbally.
The hate out of your hearts.
Hey, you were with Utah verbally.
You gotta work to get the hate out of your hearts.
Hey, you were with Utah verbally. Hey, you were with Utah verbally. But when it came time to put pen to paper,
he
wasn't with him.
Here you go. All right.
He wasn't
all
with him.
I like what you just did
you
right there.
You can't tell me, verbally. You cannot tell me that you in my corner. But your actions show otherwise.
You right.
I got
Listen,
your back.
Nah, you kind of right on that.
You don't got my back.
Nah, you kind of right on that. You kind of right.
That way.
I told you why I did it.
Hey, listen.
I had a moment of weakness. I said it.
Hey, his moment of weakness. He want to act like I told you I was on Utah. You telling me one thing and doing. Hey, I got your back, man. Regardless of what happened.
Hey, hold up.
You ain't nowhere to be found.
Hold up, chump. Your team is at home. At least the two teams I picked is still in there.
They on vacation.
At least they still in there. Y'all boys, what you say, fishing? They fishing
Plex? They all playing for second place anyway.
Hey, listen.
So it don't matter.
Hey, when
Brooklyn is not going to win.
Yes, they
and
are.
And I'm glad you did that. I'm glad.
Yes,
hold on,
they
Plex.
Are.
TJ, hold on. Here we go. So prior to the show, Peter Vesey did an interview with Furman and Hollins on the show before. And he had some pretty interesting things to say about your team. Well, one player in particular on that team. Here's the sound bites from it. I want to get y'all's opinion on this because I want to talk about this as we're talking about everybody else is playing for a second. Listen to what Mr. Peter Vesey had to say.
It's like watching the Greek Freak. What the hell is he doing taking three-pointers? You know, I mean, my God, thank you. The Nets are like, oh, please take the three-pointers. I mean, like, just how many times do you think you're going to get fouled out in three-point range? The guy's an idiot. So the coach is an idiot.
Talking
too.
About Giannis.
And, you know, even Embiid, I hate seeing him do it. He's unstoppable close to the hoop. But they get this ego thing, oh, let's shoot from three. Well, he's a better three-point shooter than the freakers.
All right. Now, that's him talking about Giannis and Embiid, but here's what he had to say about your guy James Harden for the Brooklyn Nets.
Well, I think it's obvious they don't need him. And they never did, because now you've got, you know, three official scorers in the same lineup. Harden, you know, to his credit, he became a playmaker for the most part, for many times. You know, he came in, he was always a great passer, but I know for a fact, you know, in Houston, people hated playing with him because he dominated the ball. You know, look, he got into it with Chris Paul. He got rid of him. Westbrook and him didn't fit anymore. You know, he's very difficult to play with, and plus he's a very difficult person. I'm not going to go there with that, but I think down the road, you know, you're going to see this guy have a lot of problems off the court eventually that'll come out. So they didn't need him. They didn't need him. If he's on the floor, you got to guard three people. You got to guard everybody. Everybody on that team can shoot. So I don't think they need him to win it or to get to the finals.
Now, shouts out to Peter Vesey. He is known as a combative, confrontational writer for the New York Times or the New York Post. Excuse me. The clown sound was a sound effect. That was not Peter Vesey calling him a clown. Just so we're all clear on that. But which part of this piece of the bone or the meat do y'all want on this one? Do you want to talk about him calling Giannis an idiot and Embiid for shooting threes?
Is it that
James Harden is not needed or necessary? Here's what we're going to do. Call in 877-996-6369. We're going to open up the phone lines to you, the callers, as well. And we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, what we're going to do is we're going to visit Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, and all those other places. Saturn out in the outer space.
We already
areas
there
and,
with this ambiance we have here. Yeah, going. Right. You ought to see this ambiance, Plex. This thing's something else, bro. I don't know what done happened in this thing.
All we need is some fiber optics and a pole.
You would think some candles are about to be lit the way we
who
up
said
in here
a
today.
Pole? Somebody said a pole in here. It wasn't me. It was a sound effect.
Is it low lit like Mastro?
Low lit. Super low lit. Bro, you walk in. I'm like, what's going on today?
I'm waiting for my cocktail.
Hey, Ryan Hollins was up in this thing like chilling. Meditating or something, bro.
Yeah. He was up in this bad boy chilling. You're listening to Up On Game. Get into the phone lines. This show is off and running. We out the gates. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to jump into the Peter Vesey, Andrew Furman with Ryan Hollins interview. On the other side of this break, you're listening to Up On Game.
Well, I think it's obvious they don't need him, and they never did, because now you've got, you know, three official scorers in the same lineup. Harden, you know, to his credit, he became a playmaker for the most part, for many times. You know, he was always a great passer, but I know for a fact, you know, in Houston, people hated playing with him because he dominated the ball. You know, look, he got into it with Chris Paul. He got rid of him. Westbrook and him didn't fit anymore. You know, he's very difficult to play with. And plus, he's a very difficult person. I'm not going to go there with that. But I think down the road, you know, you're going to see this guy have a lot of problems off the court eventually that'll come out. So they didn't need him. They didn't need him. If he's on the floor, you got to guard three people. You got to guard everybody. Everybody on that team can shoot. So I don't think they need him to win it or to get to the finals.
That was Peter Vesey. He was just on with Furman and Hollins and had some very, very strong opinions, as Peter Vesey does and is historically known for. Some very, very strong opinions about James Harden. Who wants it first? You're listening to Up On Game, by the way. I'm LeVar Arrington. It's Plexico Burress and TJ Hushmanzada. We're talking NBA playoffs. We were really, really talking about the Utah Jazz. It was dominated. It was dominating, like, their performances so far in the first segment. But it transitioned into TJ basically saying that everybody's playing second to the Brooklyn Nets. And, well, Peter Vesey had those things to say about Brooklyn Net James Harden, who is currently not playing. They don't believe that, or Vesey doesn't believe they need James Harden, and had some very, very, very straight to the point opinions about him as a person, personal. There were personal opinions thrown out there. What say you guys to this? I mean, this is, let me just start off by saying very quickly, this is why Up On Game is the EIEI. You know why? Because we don't do that. Like, we don't do that. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. If you're good, you're good. If you're terrible, you're terrible.
I'll go first.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And I'll go first because we're all former players, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it when someone would discuss me and they made it personal.
Because you don't know me.
You don't know me. Like, I'll never forget this. I'll never forget this. Plex, we were playing. I had left Cincinnati and I go to Seattle. And we're on the plane and I land and somebody like, bruh, Trent Dilfer is killing you on TV. I'm like, huh? He's saying this, this, and this about me. I'm like, I don't even know Trent Dilfer. Made it personal. So I got Trent Dilfer's number and I sent him a message. Went crazy. And Trent Dilfer was not a punk. He was like, you hit me in my mouth, I'm going to hit you right back in your mouth. Because I told him, when I see you, I'm taking off on you. That's what I told him. He was like, and I'm going to hit you right back. We end up squashing it. Somebody on Seattle.
Then I'm going to come punch him in the mouth.
Ran his mouth.
Hey, Trent.
And was lying about me.
Talk to my boy TJ like that. I'm going to come punch you in your – I'm going to pop you right upside your head, Trent.
Me and Trent, we're cool now because we talked it out.
Never mind.
I said to myself
– he's still a tooth chipper.
Like,
I'm still that tooth chipper. Go ahead, TJ.
I'll never make it personal when I discuss any athlete, because when you make it personal, it's like you have a vendetta. You have an axe to grind. Why?
And for what? Right.
There's
right.
no reason at all to make it personal with any player. The only reason you would make it personal is you don't like him, or you're basically doing somebody else's dirty work that doesn't like him.
Hmm.
Report on him or that player and his abilities.
And what you collect information-wise.
Yes. And I hate people or people in the media that do that, that make it personal. But when you make it personal, people like that. It sells. But you got to be careful, because you make it personal with the wrong player.
They hear it.
Then it's a problem.
On sight.
Having Harden is a luxury. Jeff Bezos doesn't need $18 billion, but you damn sure believe he wants it. And it's the same thing. They don't need James Harden.
I always want a dollar more.
Right. And so
who don't want a dollar more?
James Harden is a luxury that every team in the league will take. Like, Peter Vesey is tripping. He's tripping. James Harden is one of the top seven players in the NBA. You probably could say top five. Who wouldn't want him on their team? Can they win it without him? Probably. But I prefer to win it with him if I'm the Nets.
A lot of dope athletes is touched anyway. Go ahead, Plex.
Right. Not only is Peter Vesey tripping, I disagree with him. Because I think that the Brooklyn Nets need James Harden if they want to win a world championship. They may not need him to get out of the East, because, you know, the East is just going to be a walkthrough for them. But if they want to have the opportunity to win a world championship, if they run into the Utah Jazz or the Phoenix Suns,
those teams play Harden, defense. You need
James, James Harden has to be healthy. So I don't care what Peter Vesey says. He's tripping. The Brooklyn Nets showed me the other night that how much they need James Harden. And yesterday, I don't know if y'all seen this cryptic tweet that James Harden put out. Did y'all see the tweet?
He basically
tweeted his own self. He tweeted his name. Mm. So what that tells me is that he's trying to insinuate to the team and everybody else that are sitting out there watching, he's basically saying that, you know what? I am the guy that makes this ship go.
Mm.
They can't do it without me. And I think that tweet that he put out yesterday, basically tweeting his name,
he
by
just
himself,
put James Harden and that was it?
James Harden 13. To me, he's telling everybody that they can't do this without me.
I'm him, in case you forgot.
Mm. Right. That's what the tweet insinuated to me, to everybody else, and I think to his team. He's just saying that, listen, they can't do it without me. Y'all can talk all that crazy stuff y'all want to. KD's here. He's back. Kyrie Irving. But we are the big three, and they cannot win a world championship without me. I think that's what exactly what that tweet meant.
They're going to lose to the Sixers. Here's the thing. God, here's the thing.
You're tripping.
That's fine. Y'all said I was tripping about Utah.
No.
And then y'all circle back around, and then y'all say, LeVar, you didn't
pick
me.
We said he was tripping about Utah. He told himself he was tripping about Utah because he picked the Clippers.
Man, listen.
He told himself the same thing.
Hey, you one of them dudes,
He told himself the same thing.
Hey, you one of them dudes when you used to cap in the schoolyard. You used to use everybody's argument against them, though. Yeah. Your mama is that too.
Can we get the control room in on this? We just need y'all opinions.
Don back there looking like Skip to my Lou behind the microphone. Get out of here, you Skip to my Lou. Face.
Hey, Don and Ryan. Can you tell everybody you picking the Utah Jazz but pick the Clippers? Does that make sense?
It doesn't.
Okay.
All right. Let me ask you. Hold on. One more.
Yeah, it's like filling out your bracket. All right, with the winner, be like, you know what? I meant to pick them, but my hand wrote down something else.
I like this debate. Ryan, go ahead. Answer. Go ahead. Say what you want to say. Go ahead.
I agree that it does not make
sense. Thank you. Right.
Okay.
Now, here's the cross examination.
Thank you very
here's
much.
Here's the cross examination.
This is getting interesting.
Can I say to you guys, I think that they're the best team, but they won't win.
I mean,
Does that make sense? Just answer the question.
Who's the best team that won't
does it
win?
Make sense? I think that the Utah Jazz are the best team. Going into the playoffs this year.
In the Western Conference or the NBA?
I think that they're the best team, most complete team going into the playoffs this year.
In the Western Conference or the NBA?
I said in the NBA playoffs this year.
Oh, my God.
Now, we can look at Brooklyn Nets and say that they're more talented, but I look at it and I say when I say the best team, I say well-rounded chemistry, understand what they're doing. Now, I heard an interview where they were talking about the complexities of what the game plans have been for the Utah Jazz and how they're executing at such a high level. You have to have guys that are at a high level to be able to do those types of things, and I believe that is the Utah Jazz. Now, with that being said, I did have a seed of doubt in my heart when I made my bracket. So just because
so
I think that they're the best team.
So now that seed of doubt is erased because they're winning. So now that seed of doubt isn't there. So now you're going to claim two teams.
No. It's not that. I'm not claiming two teams. I'm going to go with my pick. Obviously, my pick is my pick. But I said that the Utah Jazz is the team to beat. I did say that. And just because I did not pick them to win at all does not mean that I don't think that they're the best team. Can that be a true statement?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Can that be a true statement? Yes or no?
No.
So you're going to talk over me when I'm asking Don and Ryan to answer the question. But that's an easy answer.
Go ahead, Don.
So now you're kind of coerced them.
My question is like, well, where did the sense of doubt come from?
There's too many haters out here. And I let the hate and just like any I wasn't worried about them. I heard there's so many of them. I heard it.
You know how good
I heard the whispers.
You know how good it would have been for your bracket to have said the Utah Jazz. You would have been the only one.
You know how good it would have been for your bracket to be without the Lakers on it? Do you know how good that would have been?
We had injuries.
Do you know how good your bracket would have been if you didn't pick the LA Lakers?
We had injuries.
You just said earlier in the show when the series started between the LA Clippers and the Utah Jazz.
I said that the Clippers had to win.
I said
they had the Clippers.
That's what I'm talking about. Go to law school.
I said the Clippers had to win because I picked them on my bracket. I did not believe they would win.
That's some law school stuff right there. Listen, you caught him up.
Listen, I am guilty also. when the series first started, I'm saying to myself, in the way that the Los Angeles Clippers
got out of that first round.
No, exited
oh,
the
last
playoffs
year.
Last year.
Yeah.
I'm saying to myself, there's no way that the Utah Jazz will be able to beat the Clippers after last season, the way that they lost in the playoffs. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, I'm like, man, the Clippers, Paul George just can't get it together and perform in the playoffs.
Paul George has actually been solid.
And Kawhi is tired.
He has not.
Kawhi Leonard is tired.
He has not, man.
Him tired, boss.
He has not performed.
Him tired.
To the level of what you would think that he would play at based on the playoff that he had last season. I'm just thinking that he's going to come into the playoffs and be absolutely spectacular. spectacular. He's the one that's calling himself Playoff P, Pandemic P, or whatever the case may be. Well, go out and take over a basketball game and win your team a basketball
game.
Well,
maybe he meant my play is off P.
My play is off.
My play is off, P. You dig what I'm saying?
Hey, we've been lumping it together, and it's that abbreviation.
Man, we've been saying it wrong the entire time. Hey, y'all, I've been trying to tell y'all. Soon as this starts, my play is off, P.
That's a good one right there. I like that.
Hey, let's go to my man, David Gasgard. Let's get some trending, man. This is crazy right now. What you got, Dave?
Hey, guys, we'll start things off in the world of soccer. Oddly enough, Denmark midfielder Christian Eriksen collapsed during the 43rd minute of today's match between Denmark and Finland. CPR medical unit came on. CPR was performed on Eriksen. He collapsed the Parken Stadium in Copenhagen. Medical personnel, it took him a minute 44 to get to him and perform CPR. No status yet on him. As it goes, the match is suspended right now between Denmark and Finland, though.
Prayers up.
That's what we have right now for over the seas. Belgium and Russia are supposed to get things underway in about 60 minutes from now. As far as what the NBA goes today, Jazz and Clippers at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. Clippers down that series 2-0. LA is a 5-point favorite in that ball game. National Hockey League, Islanders and Lightning will get their series underway. Puck drops at 3:00 Eastern. And then in Major League Baseball, about 30 minutes away from first pitch, Nationals and Giants from D.C. This is game one of a doubleheader. Guys, back to you.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you very much. Thoughts and prayers out to the young man and yeah, to the family. I wonder, do you believe that they embrace jazz music in Utah? I mean, because you've been the Jazz for so long, and listen, Utah isn't known for the music of jazz music. They're known for, like, mountains and, well, I think Bear, right?
Park City, Utah. Like,
yeah. I don't know, but do they listen to jazz music now that you have, like, some people are saying Donovan Mitchell might be the greatest Utah Jazz basketball player of all time.
That's too early to say. They forgot about John Stockton and Carl
Malone. Your boy Stephen A. said, forget about them. Don't talk about them no more. Don't say their names to me because ain't nobody doing what Donovan Mitchell was doing. And I tend to – I love the mailman. I do love the mailman.
He was arguably the greatest power forward to ever play until we saw Tim Duncan.
I was about to say, Duncan got to take it. Well, yeah. Yeah?
For 20 years.
Yeah.
He was arguably the greatest power forward to ever play until those guys came
along. But has he put this team in the position that Donovan Mitchell has put them in?
I mean, John Stockton and Karl Malone.
They made it to a championship.
They ran into Michael Jordan.
Yes, they did.
And the Chicago Bulls, so – with that being said, I mean,
and he's got a league MVP. Didn't Karl Malone get a league MVP? He got a league MVP too.
I could have sworn he did.
Donovan Mitchell was on his way, but it's way too early.
Come on, man.
To say he's the greatest jazz player. Karl Malone was that dude. John Stockton.
What if they win it?
That dude.
What if they win it? If they win it. What if they win it?
If he wins it.
If they win it all. What if they win it all?
If he wins, I would still say.
It's still too early?
It's too early.
But he will have accomplished something that none of them were able to do.
Yeah, he didn't have to play against Michael Jordan either.
Absolutely.
And he ain't got to play against the Lakers either.
how soon y'all forget? The last time I checked, we are the NBA champions. Last time I checked, we the NBA champions.
Last time that I checked.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't got to get it this
year. I was the man in
the streets. Oh,
we are the NBA champions, last time I checked.
And they sit right where you at.
That's okay.
They stay comfortable sipping Mai Tais.
A broke clock is right twice a day, man. A broke clock is right twice a day. You can't win them all. We'll be back better
man,
than ever,
ain't
baby.
Ain't nobody worried about no broken clock right twice a day sad, TJ.
Hey, I'm just saying,
your
man.
Lakers lost, and they ain't going to have to win against the Lakers if they going to win the championship. Hey, that's all I'm saying.
LeBron
them boys
mad.
At home.
You see switching to number six. He mad now. He mad. And he going to show
y'all.
You know,
I got to say something about LeBron. I really bang with LeBron James. You know, I have been classically a part of the debates against LeBron James and his greatness because I've always made it about MJ. But I got to be honest with you guys. I am truly a LeBron James fan. And let me tell you something about LeBron that I really, really, truly like. And we talk about not going personal on guys and making personal assessments like the conversation we were having with Peter Vesey. And we can tell how interesting Peter Vesey's comments were because we ain't even really touching on him. And that's what we set up the segment with. But, Peter, you know, we respect what you're doing, but obviously it's true
game. Wrong, it's two left feet.
It's true game going on right now, so we just going to keep moving. But with LeBron, you know, we just saw Bronny on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He got his first Sports Illustrated cover as a high school kid. Now, he did not get that cover as a basketball player. He got it doing e-gaming. He's with FaZe Clan. If you up on you know, the whole e-gaming industry and stuff like that, you know that FaZe Clan is like super dope. Everybody knows who they are.
FaZe Clan, send me a message on Instagram. I need to get better at Madden, but
people love FaZe Clan. So Bronny's with FaZe Clan, He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, you know, I know we all are very active with our kids and with our families. And the one thing that I can always say, no matter what, for good or for bad, you know, because we all have our bad. Like, there's nobody out here that's perfect. But if you are taking care of home first, always, and you're faithful to that, and you're truthful to that, then to me, by creating those opportunities, sharing that wealth, sharing that education, pushing that wisdom, imparting it onto your kids, they don't have to have the pressure to be what you were as a player. Like, teach them the ways of success. Teach them the ways of having options and understanding that the approach to being great in this sport that I play in and being considered the GOAT of what it is that I'm doing, you can take those same type of processes and belief and do it in whatever it is that you aspired to want to do. You can do it. Don't allow anybody to tell you that you can't do it, like TJ and others are saying that to the Utah Jazz. You can do it. And that's what I really enjoy about LeBron James. Like, I really enjoy the fact that he empowers his family, bro. Like, and so for what it's worth, shouts out to LeBron James, even though you're on vacation right now, enjoy your family on your vacation. Okay, so back to the Brooklyn Nets, back to James Harden. Plex, you say they can't do it and get it done without James Harden. I say even with James Harden, they're going to lose to the 76ers in the Eastern Finals, in the Eastern Conference Finals.
What you was ranking before you came on?
I'm just telling you what I believe. I believe if the Philadelphia 76ers play like they played last night, and they keep playing. Was that last night or the night before? They're starting to run again.
It was last night.
What have they done?
Embiid was dominant. Okay. Simmons is present, and he's doing what he needs to do and really on some, like, big boy bully ball right now.
Man,
and,
that's all he can do.
Okay.
What else is he going to do? He can't shoot the basketball, can't be.
I'm not going to get
– it's hack a business right now.
I don't know,
you
man.
You even got guys like Dame Lillard clowning this man. Like, yo, you an all-star point guard, and you shooting 40% from the free throw line? Like, what part of the game is that? And he's an NBA all-star. How do you make the all-star team shooting 40% from the free throw line?
All I know is this.
How? Listen.
I want you to clip this.
Ben Simmons is going to be the crutch to this basketball team because he at a lot of times during basketball games, he brings no value to the basketball court. And that's one of the things that is going to hurt this basketball team when they go forward or get to the Eastern Conference Finals or whatever the case may be, because he just has too many lulls during the course of a game where
Joel
had any value
now
to the basketball team.
Make sure y'all clip that.
Tyrese Maxey.
Make sure y'all clip that.
Tyrese Maxey.
Everybody be
George
dancing
Hill,
around it.
If Ben Simmons is sitting on the bench, the 76ers are losing absolutely nothing.
All I'm gonna tell you is this:
I really believe
Ben Simmons
that.
Is playing ball. Joel Embiid
is dominant.
He scored
18 points yesterday, and all of a sudden, he was aggressive.
Joel
on the basketball team, even Doc Rivers.
Joel Embiid
he's passing up too many opportunities.
In his zone. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you the,
Look, by himself.
Seth Curry is making shots. He's banging out shots. And I'm gonna tell you who the difference maker has been. The difference maker has been Tobias.
I mean, that difference maker. He is one of the highest paid players in the league.
He has been the difference maker. Stop qualifying it. You done been on the show with them odd couple cats too much, man. Broussard is a qualifier.
Wait.
Rob Parker, he's a qualifier.
Dude, if you're one of the highest paid players in the league, you shouldn't be. Oh, and he's doing. That's expected.
If you took your kid to school, you were supposed. You don't need no clap.
You can't equate salary into. That is the reason.
You didn't have nothing to say.
There's a lot of over. No, I'm gonna finish it for you, Plex. There's a lot of overplayed bums. There's a lot of overpaid bums.
Mediocre millionaires is what they're called.
So that's mediocre millionaires.
So that's what you guys are calling them?
No.
Okay, so that's my point.
Phenomenal.
That's
every time I see him score a basket, I smile because
that's
my game is pretty much.
Oh my god!
But he's playing.
But that's my point. That's my
but
point.
My
is,
point is he's playing at a high enough level to actually make that team, and then you sprinkle in a little bit of Dwight Howard and get a little sprinkle of
man,
minutes
that team
from him.
Goes as
they
Embiid
match up
goes.
Very, they
Embiid
match up very well.
Play well, they're losing, but they're getting smoked by the Brooklyn Nets.
They match up very well with the Brooklyn Nets.
Until that guy with the beard and number 13 comes back, and now you got the three-headed monster. You can't deal with it. Simple.
Dollar Shave Club. Is your dad's razor old? Is he older than you? Well, you know what? Get him something new for Father's Day, all right? Because Father's Day is coming up, a DSC 6-blade razor. It's perfect for an extra close, precise shave. I like that because I get razor bumps sometimes. Get one now at a store near you. They're there, all right? Or as part of a gift set, you know, at the dollarshaveclub.com/Jonas. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is for somebody else. I got Jonas on there, but, you know, put Jonas, you know. I don't know. Make sure you put Jonas. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Jonas. That's kind of weird, but you know what? It's all right. It's on my live read sheet. I just felt like Ron Burgundy just then. You're listening to Up On Game. That's Rip Hamilton. Skip to my Lou if they could have a baby back there with Don Brown. We got Ryan Seacrest. I mean, Ryan back there. We got David G on them updates. And this is me, LeVar, with TJ and Plex. And, well, we're going to continue this conversation on basketball at a later time. Up next, Aaron Rodgers. No show for minicamp. We're going to discuss that and more. You're listening to Up On Game.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, welcome back. Up On Game, TJ Houshmandzadeh, LeVar Arrington, Plexico Burress. Man, doesn't time fly? Man, that first hour has flown by.
Yeah.
And it's flown by.
And if you missed any of it, make sure you go to where you get your downloads and your podcasts from. Subscribe to Up On Game. Put some star ratings on there. Tell a friend. Tell another friend. All that other good stuff. Yeah, because the first hour has been pretty phenomenal.
It's pretty much over.
Yeah, I mean, it is over. It is over, man. I mean, it's like we got a couple minutes.
We still got another hour. Last time that I checked.
Yeah.
If you heard TJ sitting there singing Nipsey Hussle, shots out to Nip and the family, man. You know, rest easy, soldier. Respect. You know what? But they don't play the music on the podcast because of rights and all that stuff. So, you know, if you're listening to the podcast and you just hear TJ sounding like he thinks he's Nipsey, which he's got the Nipsey Hussle hair, that's why. Okay. So anyway, let's keep it moving. And we got to go to a break. Obviously, we got a hard out. But I want to talk Aaron Rodgers. I really want to get your guys' opinion as offensive diva. I mean, offensive receivers. And understand, you know, the mindset of where Aaron Rodgers is right now, not being at mini camps. Is this going to be a thing that we should get used to and just assume that, well, Aaron Rodgers is really going to leverage his way out of town, or is this something to not be too concerned about? He's just taking a little bit of time. I don't want to touch on it just yet. I don't want y'all's opinions just yet, because you know what? As you said, TJ, time does fly when you're having fun. And you know what? We're at the end of this first hour, but I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to drop it off right here, but we're going to pick it up on the other side of this hour, right?
Pick it up.
Yeah, we're going to pick it up at 11 o'clock. So make sure you're tuned in. And obviously, if you're somewhere else, it's not 11 o'clock where you're at. It could be 12 or 1 where you're at. But you know how that works. You're listening to Up On Game. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. It's been a spirited first hour. We don't plan on disappointing on the second one either. In fact, we should probably be better in the second hour. So make sure you pay attention. You're on Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.